Hello, my name is Zachary Zuberman. Today, I will be your online tutor on geological formations in national parks. In order to learn, you must first pick a national park. I'll give you 3 seconds to decide. Since you can't decide, I shall choose. How about Bryce Canyon? Bryce Canyon is not a real canyon. This is because it was not created by flowing water, even though there is always constant rain. Some geological formations that make up this area are arches and hoodoos. These landforms were created by a special kind of erosion. Erosion is the process of earth material being carried away. The erosion that carved Bryce Canyon is called frost wedging. This happens when rainwater squeezes between cracks in rock and freezes. Then the ice expands and splits the rock in half. Another way of these landforms being created was by chemical weathering. Chemical weathering happens when chemicals break down rock. The arches in Bryce Canyon are formed because of weak rock being carved out of a larger rock. The result is a natural hole in a large rock. This canyon's hoodoos are seen as tall, skinny poles that stick up out of the bottom of a arid basin. You can find hoodoos by high plateaus. Some famous hoodoos are the Indian Princess, the Three Wise Men, and the Crooked Hoodoo. Last but not least, Bryce Canyon has a unique landform called the Grand Staircase. This landform goes through Bryce Canyon, Zion National Park, and the Grand Canyon. The land looked like a stairway when it was discovered, so that is how it's got its name. Unlike any other landform, the Grand Staircase preserves more history than anything in the world. Thank you for listening to my show. I hope you learned a lot and want to see this national park in the future. See you on the next show.